the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Wa kun Allahumma bi'izzatika li fi kulli al-ahwal raufa wa 'alayya fi jami'i al-umur 'atufa. Ilahi wa rabbi man li ghayrak as'aluhu kashfa dharri wan-nazara.
Dear listeners, in the previous episode, we had a look at some of the instances of the mercy of the Almighty Allah and true reliance on Him. Imam Ali alayhi salam, in this part of the Kumail supplication, says, إلهي وربي من لي غيرك أسأله كشف ضري والنظر في أمري. My Allah and my Lord, have I any but you from whom to ask the remedy of my affliction and regard for my affairs? We concluded that the true supplicant, that the true servant, by the true essence and nature of supplication, must seek closeness to the Almighty Allah and no one else. He should be hopeless of all beings, like the relatives and friends, and beseech only from Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Therefore, my Lord, I ask you by your greatness not to let my sins and my misdeeds veil my supplications from you, and not to disgrace me by exposing those of which you have knowledge, nor to hasten my retribution for those vices and misdeeds committed by me in secret, which were due to evil-mindedness, ignorance, excessive lustfulness, and my negligence. O Allah, I beg you by your greatness to be compassionate to me in all circumstances and be gracious to me in all affairs. My God, my nourisher, have I anyone except you from whom I can seek the removal of my afflictions and understanding of my problem?
Thank you, Allah, God, that we here feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. Indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Let us have a look at another instance of this situation of inqita. Hatam al-Asam was among the pious men of his age, but despite his good reputation, despite his authority, he was among those who could hardly make the ends meet. He had a strong belief and reliance on the Almighty Allah, but his situation was not good. One night, when he was talking to his friends, they spoke about Hajj, pilgrimage, the Kaaba, and Hatem heartily desired to go for pilgrimage. He wanted to reach Kaaba, the place where Allah's Prophet had humbly worshipped him. When Hatem returned home, he told this to his wife and his children, and he asked them to allow him to go to Mecca and pray for them. The wife said, "How do you dare go to pilgrimage while you are well aware of our poverty? This pilgrimage is obligatory only for those who are wealthy." His children confirmed their mother's words, but there was only one little girl who said sweetly, "What is wrong with going on this pilgrimage? Let my father go anywhere he wishes. Our provider is Allah. Our father is only a mediator for our sustenance." The little girl said that Almighty can grant us our sustenance through other means if He wills. Everyone got aware of the fact that this girl is really clever and the girl was right, so they allowed Hatem to go for Hajj and pray for them. Hatem prepared the necessary means for this travel. He joined the pilgrimage caravan, and being informed of the little girl's words and Hatem's travel, their neighbors came and reproached her because they said that this family needs complete attention and this travel will last for months. They could not make a living in their father's absence. And Hatem's family reprimanded the girl afterwards. This girl was so upset that she burst into tears, and at the same time she sincerely raised her hands to the sky and called her Lord. "O Lord, they have always benefited from your mercy and blessings and got used to it. Do not despair them and do not make me ashamed." Anyway, while Hatem's family were wondering how they were going to make a living, the ruler of the city was returning from hunting thirstily. He sent some people to the houses in that area to bring him some water. So some servants were knocking at the door. They were asking for water for the thirsty ruler. Hatem's wife looked up to the sky astonished and said, "O Lord, we slept last night without any supper, and today the ruler is in need of us?" Then she poured some water and she apologized for the pottery bowl because they did not have money to get a better bowl. The commander asked his disciples, "Whose house is this?" They said, "It's Hatem al-Asam's, who is a pious man and he has gone to pilgrimage," and they explained the situation. The ruler said, "We have taken them into trouble asking for water, and it is far from generosity for us to put such poor needy people into trouble." Then he unfastened his golden belt, he threw it in Hatem's house, and he told his followers, "If you like me, you throw your belts into this house." And the next day he sent his servants to come and buy these belts, paying the money to the house. Seeing this scene, the little girl began weeping, and everyone told her, "You should be laughing right now, not crying, because the merciful Allah has shown us a ray of His mercy by improving our life this way." The girl said, "I am not crying because of that. I'm crying because we slept last night hungrily, and today a creature of Almighty Allah had regard for us. He enriched us. So how enriching will be Allah's regard for a servant?" And he asked God to have regard for her father on his trip and help him. Brothers and sisters, this story still continues, so stay with us for the next episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I need you by my side. I wish to be the most close to you through all my life. Ya Allah, oh Allah, be with me.